Chapter 30. Las Vegas, Memorial Day, 1998. Vegas had never looked better. Kevin was spread out on a circular leather couch facing a giant picture window. Below, he could see down the entire strip, from the radioactive green line at the base of the MGM Grand to the glowing spire of the Stratosphere. The logjam street traffic just added to the visual effect. 1,000 headlights blinking like neurons in the glowing spine that snaked down the center of the city. $42,000, Dylan said from the recliner in the far corner of the room. His laptop was open on the ottoman in front of him. Not a bad couple of months, all things considered. Kevin nodded. It wasn't bad at all. There were only four of them, and they had hit Vegas just twice since the team had split up. And without Fisher driving them, they had taken time to enjoy the city between six-hour shifts. Kevin had even begun to play craps, to Dylan's dismay. He knew the odds were against him, but he enjoyed the social aspects of the game, the stimulation of the crowd. Craps was a sort of symbol of his team's new aura. He didn't mind sacrificing a little profit if it made him happy. "How does this look?" Jill said, entering the suite from the adjoining bedroom. Her red hair was hidden under a jet-black wig. She was wearing wire-rimmed glasses and dark brown lipstick. Her skirt was leather, her stockings webbed. "I call it my schoolteacher goth look." "I like it," Tay responded from the mahogany bar at the far end of the living room. "You should dress like that at work. You'd scare your clients into submission." Kevin laughed. The atmosphere had changed dramatically since the breakup. The siege mentality was gone. With a smaller team, they felt like the chance of getting barred had gone down. And as long as Kevin continued to play craps at the level he was playing, thousands of dollars per roll, even if they got barred from blackjack, the casinos would treat them a bit better than before. A high roller who counted cards was different from a card counter who played like a high roller. "We ready to play?" Kevin asked, rising from the couch. His reflection danced across the window, lit up by the neon from below. "Where are we going tonight?" Dylan asked. They had chosen the MGM Grand as their home base and had agreed never to play blackjack in the casino. That left a handful of favorite places where their faces were still good. Kevin had tried to get better information on safe casinos by calling the Plymouth Associates, but he'd been unable to learn anything. He'd considered asking Mickey to get his contact to help, but he'd realized that Mickey would have more of an affinity to Fisher and Martinez's team. The two roommates were cut in his image. "How about the Luxor?" Kevin asked. He had grown attached to the mega resort. He felt safe in the labyrinthine casino. Tay downed his drink. Dylan shut the laptop. Jill straightened her skirt, trying to cover a few more inches of thigh. "Let's hit the pyramid,"